the great enthusiasm came from this work and work similar to this. So this is one of the original papers from the seminal contributions of the groups at Stanford and Oslo, Annelies Borre-Sandal and Patrick Brown with David Botstein, where using gene expression profiling, they unraveled the heterogeneity of breast cancer. And of course, we know that breast cancer is not one disease. About two-thirds or a bit over two-thirds of the tumors are estrogen receptor positive. About 15% will have amplification of HER2, and so they are candidates for treatment with trastuzumab or more recently lapatinib or other small molecule inhibitors or monoclonal antibodies. But using just gene expression alone, so by profiling all genes that are expressed in the tumor cells, this was a first study where they analyzed about 8,000 genes or so, and this is a heat map that clusters the data based on the similarity of the patterns of gene expression of the tumors that are on the top and the genes across the tumors. And red means overexpression, and green means underexpression. And you look on a blow-up of this hierarchical tree, which is a molecular classification of the tumors, that there are five or six different subtypes. Now, for the pathologists in the audience and for the ones that are more skeptical, we all know that the so-called luminal tumors are mostly identified by the fact that they express the estrogen receptor. But if you look, you'll see that even amongst the estrogen receptor-positive tumors, that gene expression analysis shows that there is some heterogeneity, and there are tumors called luminal A or luminal 1 that tend to be very low-grade, express very high levels of the estrogen receptor, and these tumors, for the most part, are responsive to tamoxifen, whereas you have other ER-positive tumors that tend to express proliferation markers, and these are more resistant to therapy with tamoxifen, and although this has not been shown prospectively, maybe it's these other tumors that acquire most of the benefit from aromatase inhibitors. And in contrast, there are tumors that, besides expressing luminal cytokeratins, express other genes, either cytokeratins that are typical of the basal layer of the epithelium in the breast, and these are called basal-like tumors, or, as I said to you earlier, about 15% of breast cancers will have overexpression of HER2, usually as a result of amplification of the HER2 new locus at 17q13, and these tumors are the ones that benefit from adjuvant therapy with trastuzumab. And if you would plot, I don't have the Kaplan-Meier plots here, Kaplan-Meier curves for each of these subgroups, they have a clinical meaning. And the ones that would have better prognosis would be the luminal A's, and the ones that would have the worst prognosis would be the HER2 subtype and the basal likes. Now,